Bring a commercial something.
Which I had.
It fully works. It fully works. Don't just go on and log
that. Where's Paria?
Paria's not from.
Hey, dog, log on using your account.
Log
on
using the
Gush
account.
No, log on using your account. What'd you say? Actually, log on using your account.
My email?
Go to like my library. Go to YU Library, whatever.
Search what?
Go to database. He's mediocre.
Easy database right there. Just
click B.
I wonder what it's for, though, for Mason. He got traded to. He said being released.
What does it say?
Same thing before.
40 people?
Yeah. I just.
No, it's not. I just log in. Log off again. I'll log off again.
Try again, actually. I logged off.
Go to guest. Oh, login, sorry. What's the Gush account?
What do you mean Gush account?
What's the Gush account?
What?
What's the Gush login?
Oh, is that his personal account?
Oh, maybe he has a personal?
Oh, maybe they
Maybe just didn't sign in.
It says Rebby got an email.
You know, it's Rebby's personal account.
We got it.
Yeah. We had to go to Rebby's personal.
What? Well,
there's a personal account. To go to.
You log in was saved in.
You go to like here. And yeah. You just says log in.
Right.
And you. I mean, I can do it. Can I do it again? The show.
Yeah.
You go log in.
We don't care about how we get there. We just care about the.
You go log in.
I
saw
Godax.
Actually.
Everybody's logging
in.
Oh my god.
I don't have it. When you go to my thing, it's just the preview. It's not.
It just means share can only be for like 15
3
seconds.
3 seconds, yeah.
Only
15
seconds.
And, so now.
Maybe it's just going to be probably the old-fashioned way today.
It'll work the first time.
Go log in and do the
log room. No, but also the time only starts ticking when you actually.
Actually,
can I try? Hold on a second.
Use the Gush account.
Okay. Can't you do the login?
Yeah, yeah.
This may be, I'm sure, it might be why you can't.
Now it's why you.
Now it's why you.
How can you tell?
I mean, it says log out. But if you.
It says hello, Yoshimi.
Oh, so you're good.
Why did it not work?
It's working.
Yeah. Good, okay. Let's see if it works. Good. So let's start with the Rashba. That we're sitting together, so everybody makes their own birchas hanenin. Ein leforeish hoyu yeshvin davka kishoyu yeshvin me equal the dvar macher mitech kach ochu lefichu lehavi kvisa chabura. Avalam hoyisa tchilas yeshivasun lachila havi kvisa chabura v'yechnu chukulan. Dim kein havla misna veisebo sheyoshvu lechol. Ech mevarch lekulan. V'haynu dekshin v'gemara. The Gemara says that. Lord, what is the distinction between Yoshvin? That's what the Mishnah says. Hoyu Yoshvin, kolech mechliyatzma. He say mechliyatzma. What is the distinction? So he says, don't say the distinction is, did they come together? What was the purpose for them coming together? Right? L'chayra, whenever a Rishon says, don't say, it means the what?
Somebody else.
Yeah, otherwise he wouldn't say. He wouldn't want to be Ein leforish. So don't say that the chabura is determined, my ability to be moiti somebody else is determined by the purpose which brought them together. V'tama de mils, he says, what should we say? Because the Gemara says later on that Dim Kain have le misne he sebu. That should be the way the Mishnah reads. The Mishnah reads, "Hoyu Yoshvin." It's one din. Hey Seibu is a different din. V'hainu Dakshina v'Gemara. Hey Seibu in Yoshvu Loi v'Aminu. Gemara says that we have a kasha because we have a situation where Yoshvu Lechol Echad Mevarach L'Chulon. Olma Masis Niktani Hoyu Yoshvin Hu Hadain. So the Gemara says, why didn't the Gemara, if that was the determining factor, then the Gemara wouldn't say Yoshvu was one din, Heisev was the other din. They would have said Yoshvu Lechol or Yoshvu. The Gemara would have said, "Are you Yoishven l'sachek? Are you Yoishven l'lmoid? Are you Yoishven lecha?" The Gemara wouldn't say, "Are you Yoishven's one din?" They say it was a different. The time of the Milsoi Parach, you know, can immediately nidchi. Dilma Bisha, are you Yoishven kvar l'dvar machayrim? Umi udavke Bisha Yoishvu stam. But the Gemara is clear that if we decide to get together for the purpose of being a group, then that is considered to be a chabura, where one person can be might see other people. And that's what the Gemara says. You're going to Amar Nezel v'Nechel Nahama v'Derech Polon. It doesn't say Nezel and we're going to do Hasaba. Elokoz man she'eskimu menesvadu be'etza lechel yachad. Whenever they made the decision to sit together to eat, u'kidim etargen binan v'yeshu lechel lechem, v'yeshu lefonav v'kashali l'peirushoi, Dim Kain, Talmid and the Rav, Michael Mesapkalu, Nezel and Echo, Kesei Budami Aloi, Lesevu Luschor, Schor Lachma, Elesevan Bishay Sebu, Alamitois. So the what was their suffix when they came back from the Levaya of Rav, Mishum Mesapkali, Havika Sabu Umitstarfila Dodi, Bain Lam Voice, Bain Lazimon, Mishum the Ihavi Kevala Chabura, Einan Rashon Lechalik, Aydum Lehavi Kevala Chabura, Eleva Sabu. The Gemara says, the Rashba says later on, when the Talmidim of Rabbi of Asafek, as to whether they have the din of Asaba then, so there are two different sets of issues. One issue is, can I be Voitzi, other people? And the other is, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, are we allowed to separate without doing Zimut? So those are two separate halachas.
Darkon
Kol sheyesh on shulchan echon zehu ka'asava. So, halacha lemaisa. What is the... How does the Rashba learn pshat in the Mishnah? Hayu yesh ben kol echon v'yechad mevarach li'atzvoi. Right, does not, don't say that it refers to what their initial intent is. Right? So what is the pshat then? Say it again?
Any time that they agree to eat together. I guess it could be even if they're already sitting down together, any time they decide that it's time to eat, that establishes a environment where one bima to eat.
So what's the chiluk between Yoshvin or Hesebu in the Mishnah? What's the chiluk between Yoshvin and Hesebu? Don't say Yoshvin, they're sitting around and doing X, Y, and Z, and then they decided to eat. That's not the pshat. In both cases, they decided it's time to eat, no?
I guess the Yoshvin, the Mishnah was kind of just like it almost happened at the end of the day. Just were there, they started eating. Versus like really like planning it out. Like a scheme of just founding the Yitzchak.
So what's Perush Yoshvah Hesebu? Kigoyin Shela Yoshvu Saviv Alechem. Hey, Sebu, she Yoshvu Saviv Alechem.
I could say, like, if it was just Yoshvu, like, they were just, like, sitting around and like, it wasn't, like, they didn't plan to, you know, eat, like, have, like, a whole meal. They just, like, were planning on, you know, doing whatever. And then, like, Mimela, they started eating.
Lachar, something along those lines. In other words, it has to be speaking of a situation that they both are planning to eat. But what was the degree of togetherness that they were planning? Right? They were planning to eat. So Lachar, let's say we're all planning to eat and we all go into the cafeteria and each one picks up different, and we all go into the smorgasbord and we get different things in our plates, and then we decide... Let's say we happen to sit down together. So we're all intending to eat, but we did not intend necessarily to eat together. So that would not be, that would be Yoshvin. A Sebo is where we all targeted a certain place where we're going to eat. Right? That's what the Gemara says, that was the Lashon. Bedoch Pelon. Nezel v'nechol lachma bedoch Pelon. So again, the point that the Rashba is making is that you could say, "Oh, Yoshvin, what did we plan to eat together?" That's one mahalach. It says no. The question is, we all plan to eat, but did we decide to eat as a group? Right. So that would be the chiluk. Right? The chiluk would be if we, and that's what the Gemara says on Mem Beis Amud Beis. So that's the way. At the very end, Be'orchen ha'bala bayis b'sech beisei lo'toni ruchia. Afilu bala bayis b'sech beisei. Sha'af al-pi she'b'nei ha'bayis negrorin achar bala bayis afilu kein le'yhavi chabura ad she'yosvu o she'yormu nezu v'nechol na'hamba b'mokim plon. Even if you have a family sitting on a table, but if they just happen to be eating at the same time, so then that would not be asava. So again, so the point that Rashba is making is that there are two ways to learn what is the din of asava. Is the din of asava that we plan to eat? So Rashba says, no. It has to be that we plan to eat together as a group. Even in one's own home, where the family is a normal unit, If we didn't plan to eat together, it just so happened that everybody comes home at the same time, and each one goes to the fridge and sits down to eat. But it wasn't planned that this is dinner time. So then that would not be asava. That's number one. Then the Rashba points out that the nafkamina for creating a unit has nafkaminas for bracha rishon and bracha achrayna. Bracha rishon and no pasha. That's the din of being voiced to other people. Bracha Achrayna, we know, has to be the case because of Malchum Beis, the case by Rav. And there the din is, are we allowed to pull apart the Chabura and bench separately? The Gemara discusses whether the din of Asava applies to where the din of Asava applies davke to Yayin, or it doesn't apply to Yayin. The Inyan Shmeis and Kaimulon, the Havale Afilu, the Birchas Hamoisi, Kamina, the Boy Asava. That in order for me to be moitzi you with hamoitzi, we have to have asava. Can a mucha behenu bepluked Rabbi Yechanan? When it comes to yayin, I boy asava I love yayin vade bebracha rishayin akamar dei bebirchas main shalosh shalachra yayin yevshem mishum nekayim alon ein zimun leperis. So the only case where you have a bracha achrayna where one can be moitzi others is when it comes to birchas azimun. It doesn't work for even me ein shalosh even kain. Why should it be that if we don't have a seva, then I cannot be moitzi you? When it comes to birchas and then we paskin im lo yotza moitzi. When it comes to birchas and mitzvah, we paskin yotza moitzi. When it comes to Birchas Hanenen, we paskin as long as I have to make the bracha and can be moitzi you. So once we paskin yotzam lo yotzam moitzi, once we paskin, then if I have to say I'm moitzi, I have to say the bracha of moitzi, then I can be moitzi yudei yechavasan. So why do we need anything more than that? Vim toimer davka bishay seva. I will tell me no. That's the point of the Mishnah. We only say. Layotza moitzi is when there is a seva. This is the point of the Mishnah, which would mean that we would only say layotza moitzi by hamoitzi, and maybe by hagofen. But we would not say legabe yibarpeis ibermin b'zanis. So it says the Rashba mikol mokaim typically do ayna ame kemoitzi bracha mipiv. So why do we need a seva? Just tell everybody it should be listed. Say amen. Because kol ha'omer amen kemoitzi bracha mipiv. And then he says, and if you're still stuck, so we have a din of shemei ha'kohen. Right, the Gemara in Membeim Hamed Beis. We learned the Gemara in shemei ha'kohen in the Sukkah Lamenches, the Makor of shemei ha'kohen. So that was our kasha yesterday, right? And God does a Rashba answer. No, last three words. This is like the eye chart. Can you see the last few words? Should I make the font bigger? Now the Rosh mentions this issue also, but sort of just glosses over it. He drops it. So that's what we pointed out yesterday. That in there's the whole sugya, you know, the sugya of Shluchai Shel Adam Kemois. Then there's a sugya I can do what the Torah is mechadish that Reuven can do mitzvahs for Shimon. All right, the three sources: Korban Pesach, Hafrashas Truma, I think Mumer also. Three situations the Torah is mechadish that I can do a mitzvah. It's a chiddush. Torah says do mitzvahs, I can do a mitzvah. Okay, then the Torah. Then when it comes to brachos, so. We have to go slow. L'chayra, when it comes to the brachis de raisa, birkas at l'chayra. We're going to tweak this when we go on. But when we have a Gemara in Sukkah that says, Shemeya ke'ayna. We have a din, l'gabe shvu de raisa, kol ha'imra amin ke'moitzi mi pib dami. So l'chayra, if I make a birkas at Torah for you, the chiyuv de rice is make a birchas atayra. So lechayra shemeya kaino works because we learned that from divrei kabbalah. Lechayra that means the din de rice, right? We learned it from David HaMelech and from Nu Yeshua HaMelech. So lechayra that means a navi v'shal lechadeish davar. So it means they were recording a din doesn't sound like they're mechanish din de rabbanon. So let's say when it comes to Parsha Zohar next week, to din de raisa, to be kovrim in aksav, how am I going to be yotze that mitzvah? Either through shemei koin, so shemei koin, there's no amein at the end of Amalek, right? So shemei koin, to din de raisa. Birchas HaTorah, Shavuos morning. How are you making the mitzvah the rice of Birchas HaTorah? Shemei Koina, or you don't say, we don't say a man of the first bracha. So Birchas HaMazon, we're going to have to discuss that Birchas HaMazon, Chazal or Mechadesh, that I can be Yoitse via the din of Zimun. But if just the two of us, so I can only be yotze if I don't know the Birkas Hamazon. We have a separate limud. Rishonim say it says v'chaltu v'savotu v'irachta. So that then means you, everybody has to give a dover on their own. Unless we have a new din of azimun, or unless I'm an eni yochel. But l'chayre there is a way. If I'm an eni yochel, I don't know how to say but a ben shemei koina. We have the din l'gabe bikurim. Right? The Koyen says the Nusach Arami Avidavi for the person with the Bala Peres. How does that work? So that might be either Mechudish Tikadin Lagabe Rami Avidavi, because the Gemara says V'Onaviyamra, or Shemei Koyena. So now we come to our Sugya, and the question is, how can I make a bracha for you? Can I bench for you? The Talmidim of Rav. So what was the issue? What happened to Shmei Koina? What happened to Kol Oina Omein? Ki Ilu Moisei Pimdami. So you see from the story of Rav, there's another din of Asava. So that's the Rajbos Kasha. What is this new din of having to be part of the same Chabur, the same Kvutz, the same Kibbutz in order to make the Bracha? So the Rajba says, nope, what do you have to say? L'chaira, you're going to tell me, Davke Kishe Sebo. We have a din of Lo Yotza Moitzi. Davke Kishe Sebo, who said, where is the din of Asova Lagame Shabbos Zohar? Where is the din of Asova Lagame Birchas HaTorah Shavuos morning? So that's the kasha. That's what the Rashba says. So we're not going to be able to figure this one out, but we'll try to be magdir at least as best as we can. Unless we find a rishon, could be that the ra'ah. This could be that the ra'ah will help us out. Okay, so we're going to go into the kasha a little bit deeper, and then we'll see this be magdir the kasha. And then I'll be married to the din of Asava. So, l'chari the mafteyach to this sugi, I think, is the sugi in Rosh Hashanah. We'll see if Bar Ilan allows us in. Rosh Hashanah, Chav Tes and Aleph, but we're looking for it. Menachem, go ahead.
I'm just going back to the beginning of the Rashba. He's defining Hatseva as planning to eat together. And that's why but how is that different than the way that he says not to define it as?
Yeah, good. So it's a very doctrinal difference. I think the difference is, don't say that it is the. Did we get together to eat or not? Did we get together to eat together?
So adding the word yachad.
Correct. Right. Again, what's the deal? Because like, well, the idea. Hayu yoshvin haseva should be hayu yoshvin lechol. Lo yoshvu lecho, then it's damin. Right? Why are we making chilvin in hayu yoshvin and hesev?
You just asked the same question. Why do you say hayu yoshvu lecho yachad? Why does the Gemara say that?
I mean, okay.
The same question we asked on the Tosfos Rosh. We could ask on him.
Right. So apparently, the mahalach used to be that when people were kaveya suda together, they used to pull out their lounge chairs. In other words, if I'm eating on the run, I wouldn't put the lounge chair. If I'm eating in order to, because I'm shvach and I want to grab a bite before shir, I wouldn't pull out the lounge chair. But if I was eating alone, but if I was already eating with the chaverim, so then we would pull out the white couch.
I mean, if everyone got up to eat by themselves, they'd all pull out like the wooden chairs, they'd all be sitting.
Yeah.
But if they were going to do it together, then the way they set up for the suda was
right.
Pulling out the lounge chairs.
Right.
So you can tell by like, the physical presence of the meal.
Right. They'll give mashal about davar daima. Mashal about davar daima, that if you live in a... That very many of you in your homes, you have tables in your dining room, and you have stools by the counter in the kitchen. Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The granite counter in the middle. So the so when you sit down to eat together, you don't put the stool by the counter. You go into the kitchen. You go into the dining room. By sitting by the stool and the counter, that's your siman that I got stuff to do. I'm on the run. I want to read while I'm going to read, go on my computer, do whatever it is, answer my emails. So then that's a siman that's our equivalent of a seva. It's very possible, I'm not sure, could have very possible that whether you eat in the table in the kitchen or eat in the dining room would be a chiluk. There's a family. A family has could be. I'm not sure. There could be other simanim, but that was a siman. So that's what the Gemara points out. A seva is not the only siman. If you articulate that you're going to be sitting together, then that's
right. It's either
bedarch
or.
But that nasal v'nechal bedarch plan. Yeah. Go ahead, Yonah.
Just to clarify, so when Rosh was kind of asking, is we have dinim like Shomei Keona and Lo Yatsa Motzi, so why do we need Hasebu Bayayin and Pot? So what is the din of Lo Yatsa Motzi? Is that saying that whenever I'm eating, I can be Yotzi someone else in the bracha by making a bracha for them?
Yeah.
By anything else other than wine and bread?
So that's going to be in the Nakuda that we're going to discuss. But the Rosh was assuming that.
He's assuming that
Lo Yatsa
Motzi by all other
foods. By all berachas and eretz, right? That might be well. Okay, that's we're going to discuss that. Right? But that's if we have clarity in that. That's the issue on the table is that we have multiple ways in which I can say a bracha on your behalf. So what's the point of a seva? Once a seva is only when there is a seva, there is going to be the opportunity to say amen, and there certainly will be the shemei koina. So what's the seva doing? Gemara says yoshvu l'achal. Okay, so yoshvu l'achal. So we're all sitting by the granite counter with the stools. We didn't do a seva. No. But I'm making a bracha and you're doing Shemei Kaina. What's the problem? So what's the Gemara saying? This can only work if Yashvin won't work. Well, Yashvin you have. You still have Shemei Kaina. So even it goes sharper. Whenever you have a Seba, you have Shemei Kaina. So who needs a Seba? That's the Rosh Bo's cash. The Rosh Bo is assuming not so. I mean, we're going to discuss that now. But l'chayra, why would you say yotza mitz is only by mitzvahs? But why should shemei koina? Now the emes is how do we know shemei koina? We know shemei koina from halal. It's not a mitzvah. It's a birchat hashemach. Right? But Yeshua Melech wasn't a mitzvah. Wasn't we know shemei koina? So I wouldn't say shemei koina would work for kriyishma. Shemei koina works with whenever we say kedusha. Shemei koina works. Kaddish shemei koina works. So Shemei Koin is not uniquely associated with Birchat HaMitzvahs. You have a good kasha whether Shemei Koin works the Gabay Birch when Chazal or Mechadish Birchat HaNen with the Mechadish Shemei Koin. But Lech Oira, the kasha in the Teretz won't stand up. Why? Because we know that our mission of a seva is relevant to Birkas HaMazon. And we know Birkas HaMazon in the mitzvah, they rise up. And L'chayr, Shemei Kaina, why shouldn't apply? What would the chiluk be? What I said now is not so partial. Could argue with it. Go ahead.
I mean, it might be a chiddush, but by Berachos HaMitzvah, so like the hana or the star that you're getting is the same for everyone. Everyone's getting the mitzvah. So when it's supposed to be Berachos HaNanim, when you eat, so everyone's getting a different, let's say, hana from that food. So the brach that you're making on it is different towards each person. And I guess the answer, so when you're, everyone's doing
well, a seba. But you're saying it could be a good hezber.
When you're doing a seba.
Could be a good hezber, but you don't, you're not, you're, what are you being masbir?
Being masbir, why Shomei Kona wouldn't work here. Because.
Well, but who said it doesn't work?
Because the whole point of Shomei Kona is the bracha that you're saying, sort of, I guess.
And if the first says, bring me a rai, Shomei Kona doesn't work for us, before we can start. In other words, your response to the Rashba is that he's wrong, that Shomei Kona does not work for us, your response is that Ami doesn't work for Rechzanen. So I need a raya for that. So you have a Hezber.
It does when you
have a Hezber, but
it
didn't.
It does when you do a Seba, though.
Was that?
But it does when you do a Seba.
So you're claiming that Shemei Ka'oinem, when it comes to Rechzanen, only works with a Seba.
Correct.
And now you're being Mazbir because that is the grand equalizer of the Hanah.
Correct. Everyone
okay, could be. Could be. That could be. That could be.
Is that true?
I don't know, but it could be. I don't know.
That's
the question. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Ladder.
Why are we assuming that this is test?
Why are we assuming what?
Why are we assuming that this is Shomei Kona Sugya and not say Kuvayasuda?
See, that's what I'm. I think I'm explaining. I think because I was bothered by that. But I think what the Rashba is saying is Shemei Koine is a fact by a Seba. What's a Seba? A Seba means I'm sitting down making a Moitzi and you're hearing that Moitzi. No, Shemei Koine.
But why not just say that Seba is like how you could be
Kovei Asuda
and once you're
Kovei Asuda
then
it's
just like when I make
Bracha. So you would be Mechadish the following.
It's just
exactly
like make a
Bracha. Say Josh wants to be Mechadish. Josh wants to be Mechadish that if I'm eating over here and you're at it's a huge table, 20 guys together, 40 guys, right? And it's Shir Shabbatan, right? And I make Hamoitzi and you don't even hear my Hamoitzi. That's what you're being Mechadish now. That you don't need Shmei Koina. That a Seba alone, they just have to send you a sign that it's time to have the bread, you're good. A big Kiddush. Big Kiddush. So Rashba did not want to take that leap, apparently. But in the world of possibilities, right, it wouldn't be, Amin wouldn't be, and Amin would be Amin Yisayma, right? There is the Shul in Alexandria, I know. Shul in Alexandria, they did have flags, and that's how they kept people together. But I don't know if in the Shul in Alexandria, that's how they were Oyna, that's how they answered Yesh Mei Rabba. I don't know if that means that they were Yotzei Tzarechia. What was that? What was that?
Then
it made it would work. That's correct, yeah. But does that mean that you're... It's not an Amin Yisayma. Okay. In that case, then Hadru Kush Laduchta. Then once again, you don't... Why didn't we say Amen instead of a Seba? Go ahead.
So why is Amen instead of just listening?
Over there, you're...
There's no Shemei Koine. He couldn't hear.
But over there, it's just...
But coming back to Josh's question. Josh's question is, what is the Kasha? Maybe there's a third road. There's Shemei Koine, and now there's a new din of a Seba. So I believe that with the Rashba, what's bothering the Rashba is that Haseva, there is a Shemeya Ka'ina that's present with the Haseva. So it's unless you're being Machadish, a new din that Haseva will work even without Shemeya Ka'ina or Ami. But that's not what the Rishbav is claiming Lahalacha. Right? But in the world of possibility, that would be possible. So I have to keep it in mind.
Then again, why the fill between yeshiva and a seba? you're saying the
minute. Okay, so that would have to be Masvir. Have to be Masvir. The degree that the creation of the Chabur is different. Right? There's a different, the creation of the group is different. There's a different kind of group if we plan to eat together. So then Kenny would say that we mindfully created a similarity to our Hanoah. That we can be Masvir, if the din is correct. Good, but the cash is clear? What's bothering? Right? Then even though Josh has a Ha'ara, okay, could be. We have to find if Rishon will say it. We could ask why the Rashbad was hesitant to say it. This is a possibility. But Lachar, instead of what the Rashbad's cash is, what the Rinvad's cash is, right? Where does a Seva come in into the constellation of halachas which allow Reuven to perform the bracha on Shimon's behalf? Right? So, So, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Tes Amud Aleph, Tani Yaham Lavarid Rab Zera, call Habrachis. Sounds like that Ava was a man's name, is Mala Gemara. Right? Ava Berei De Rab Zera. Call Habrachis Kulan. I think when they asked Chaim Kanievsky whether Ahuv was a good name, he was the Baal HaShemes. So Chaim Kanievsky was not in favor of new names, names that did not appear in Tanakh. There wasn't a precedent for the name. So he didn't like certain names. So if they weren't used as names. So they asked him about Ahuva. So he had two rayas. One is, where's Ahava? Ahava Basmana Gemara was for men primarily. I think it was an Ava also for women. Right, he thought it was close enough. And then he quoted, a Gur Chazanish that pointed this out as well. So, it's an interesting name for a guy. Ahava Breid Reb Zera. Kol HaBrochis Kulan Af Alpi SheYotza Moitzi. Right? All Brochis, Kol HaBrochis Kulan Af Alpi SheYotza Moitzi Chutz Mi Birchas HaLechem O Birchas HaYayin SheIm Lo Yotza Moitzi VeIm Yotza Einoi Moitzi. Right? This is the Gemara that the Rashba is quoting. Kol HaBrochis Kulan, even though I was mekayim the mitzvah already, I already blew shofar, I already sat in the sukkah, I already made kiddush. So yotza moitzi. So Rashi explains usha'or birchas peiros virechani. Lechem and yain is an example of birchas anena. She'ein on chayva. Ela she'osir le'onis menoylem azeb le'bracha. Ubezu ein kan arvus. Afal pi she'yotza moitzi. Sharei kol yisrola raven zeb ozeh le'mitzvus. So what does the arevus do for us over here? What's the... bracha is not... We can ask the same kasha. What happened to Shemeika Oine? What happened to Kola Oine Omeinacha Brachaisav? Another kasha. I made a bar braids and I'm eating my apple. Guy comes in, doesn't want to make his own bar braids. What's me to be mighty with bar braids? I can't, because I already made my bar braids. Why not? What happened to Shemei Koine? No, Menachem?
I don't think the Gemara is saying that Shemei Koine won't work in that case, but the guy that already was Rosei is not able to make the bracha. Not that if he made the bracha, Shemei Koine wouldn't work, but that he's not allowed to.
So what does a Raven Zebazet do?
It allows me to cover the chova of one who didn't fulfill a steal yet.
Good. So, okay. So what's the first nakuda? Menachem's pointing out. First nakuda is that the din of the din of kevan sheyotza moisi means I'm not. I don't say this in English yet. I'm not shaykh in the bracha. I made a boy for eights and I'm eating my apple. I can't make another boy for eights because I was yotzei my boy for eights. Right? So I can't make another boy for eights. I blew shofar already. So I can't say, when I pick up the shofar again, when I picked up the shofar 20 minutes ago, I was on Chaim in the midst of that Asher, Kiddushonu Mitzvah, and Vitzivonu. Okay, I can't say Vitzivonu right now. Again, I'm not sure if that's a good aura. Yeah, but apparently, I'm going to say sharper. I'm not mechuyev in this bracha right now. For me to say the bracha, and it's richel about tola, you can choose whatever you choose, but it's not, again, that's why I'm not sure to be magdi, but I'm not shaykh in the bracha right now. Elamai, if you haven't heard shofar yet, so I'm chayev to make sure you hear shofar. So I'm shaykh to your mitzvah. And says, I'm shayach to your mitzvah, I'm mitzvah begener arvus. Right? Until you've heard shofar. So when I wake up for Shoshana morning, I have two chiyuvim. I have a chiyuv to hear shofar, and I have a chiyuv to make sure as many people in the world, many Jews in the world, hear shofar. So why don't I go around blowing shofar every day? First of all, because there is a more efficient way to do this. Bring them out to shul. Right, and I have other things I got to do. I got to daven. Here goes the Torah. I have to. So apparently, there is at some point my chiyuv of arvus. Right, so everybody who wants to hear shofar will hear shofar. What's my chiyuv of blowing shofar for those who don't hear arvus? I think they're good kashas, but that's what lechayim. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Rashi is saying. When it comes, look at the Ritva. Ritva is a gevaldik loshen. V'chulam keguf echad. Pirush call birchas and mitzvahs. Afal pi she yotzum moitzi. Afal pi she mitzvahs mutolas akol echad. I shofar is my mitzvah. Your shofar is your mitzvah. But if we call it a raven zeloze, then a very interesting lashon which might be very important for us. V'chulam kiguf echad. What's it being moitziv? V'chulam kiguf echad. What the orev means, I made a guarantee. You borrowed money. The guy that lent you money said, I'm not lending you money unless you get a guarantor. Come to me. Gemara and the Shlomo Melech says in Mishle, don't do this. Person should not be an orev. But I didn't listen to Shlomo Melech. And I said, sure. And I signed the arvos. And then, 6 months later, Rachman al-Son, when you haven't paid 6 months, the Malva comes to me and says, I'm chayim. He's right, because I signed it, I'm chayim. Because he gave the whole law based on my say-so. I am as chayim as you are at that point. I was not nene from the chayim. I'm a pereya chayim chaveiroi. But I'm chayim to be pereya chaveiroi. So the Ritva says, that's what arvus means. Arvus means I'm guaranteeing to the Rebbeinu Shalala. You have a din of shofar. Only thing is, because Baruch Hu doesn't want my shofar 10 times for 10 other Jews. But the Malva wants my money for as much as he can get. The Rebbeinu Shel wants, he doesn't want my shofar 10 times. But I have to be pereya choyv chaveiroi by helping my friends do some kind of mitzvah. So I have a personal chiyuv. Once I have a personal chiyuv, I can make a bracha. The run has a stronger lashon. The run's lashon is that my shofar is not complete until every other Jew blows shofar. My tefillin is not complete until every Jew puts on tefillin. So there are halachas as to when do I go on to shacharis and when do I go around the neighborhood waking people up and putting on tefillin. Go to the hospital, put on tefillin. When they come to Seder, when they do arvus, all right, they have to figure out what's the halacha. But when it comes to the Jew standing right in front of me, and he hasn't put on tefillin, so I have a chiyuv. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah afternoon, the guys who haven't heard shofar, and I can blow shofar, so I have a chiyuv to blow shofar. I have a mitzvah to blow shofar. My shofar is not fully completed, as much as it could be. So Memela, Menachem would say, so what does that do for the sugya? What does it do for the sugya? When I make the bracha, l'shmaya kol shofar, right? It's Reuben and Shimon. Reuben's about to take Keya, and Shimon couldn't make it to shul, so he's home. He hasn't heard shofar yet. So now I come with my shofar and blow shofar for Shimon. Good. So what are the halachas of the scenario? Right? I am the Baal Teikeya, I am being Moitzi, exactly how Shimon is being Yoitze, is a machlaikas, whether it's Shemiah, whether it's Shemei Kain, but he's being Yoitze. Good, that'll be gone. Now, when I blow the shofar, so you'll be Yoitze. So, and then, in addition to your being Yoitze, so apparently I'm also being Yoitze. I've been yotzei my chiyuv arvus by blowing shofar for you. Okay, now come to say the bracha. So I say, so I'm going to say the bracha. You're going to hear the bracha. You're going to be yotzei the bracha. How? Shemei koina. You'll be yotzei the bracha with amen. So what's the arvus over here? What's the arvus being moisif over here? So apparently, arvus is not the mechanics by which you are yaitzeh the bracha. The mechanics by which you yaitzeh apparently shmei kainer amen. So what's the arvus doing over here? So apparently, no, we're masking with this. That apparently the arvus is making my bracha into a valid bracha. My bracha would not be a valid bracha. Again, I'm using English because I'm not sure if you magdur exactly what I mean. Right. Bracha v'tola, I'm not sure. I don't know, but something would be the chesaron in the bracha. By asher kiddushon mitzvayso v'tzivonu. So now, when it comes to birchas hanenin, ushor bracha peres v'brechanish ein chayva elo she'osil haneis ubezu ein kan arvos she'eino chayva la adam leilis handi v'lei livrich. So when it comes to the apple, so if I make my bracha, there'll be a shemei ka'ina, there'll be an amen. But what's missing? Okay, that's what's missing. My bracha is a valid bracha. So I'm saying something that's irrelevant to this situation. I am eating an apple. I made a bracha on my apple already. You have to eat apple? Fine, eat an apple. What does your apple do with me? Where's my... Let's say a little bit sharper. Apparently, when Chazal or Misake in the Birchas Hanenin, Kenny was going down this road a few minutes ago. So they're Misakein, what is the Machayiv of this bracha? No, my Hana. The Machayiv of my Birchas on Mitzvah is... No? That I have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah. So Chazal or Misakein, you're a mechuyv to do a mitzvah. Before you do a mitzvah, you have to be mekadesh the moment. You have to prepare yourself for the moment. But the chiyuv mitzvah is mechayv the bracha. But berchas and nana and the hanos is mechayv the bracha. If I'm not being nana, if I go into an orchard and I'm misspoil at the apple trees, can't say it word creates. I mean, a nice shevach to make, but it's not shayach. Right? It doesn't, Chazal said a birchas anena, it means because we'll say it a little bit sharper, along with what Kenny was saying before. We said before, the birchas anena, it has to be because there's a moment where I have a certain, I'm getting a certain benefit. There's a certain simcha, a certain anah. But has to be anah sachila. That's what we said. Hanos refu is not enough of hanah. So if I'm not being nana personally, then the bracha is not the bracha of the Chazal and Misaki. And if I'm not chayv to do the mitzvah, so apparently Chazal, this is not the bracha of Chazal and Misaki. Oh, when it comes to mitzvahs, because of the din of arvos, so Chazal apparently were machayiv and bracha on the mitzvah gufa and on the peireach of chaveroi. Good. When it comes to then, So there, Chazal were not misaken a bracha on Hanos Chaver. Right? Then they were not misaken a bracha on my being Mahana somebody else. So I can't make the bracha. So we haven't explained that Sava yet, but we were pulling apart the pieces over here. So now, apparently, what do we have when it comes to Birchas on Mitzvah? So I have to be Mechuyim in the bracha. And then, when I'm Mechuyim in the bracha, we can call it a live bracha, valid bracha. A bracha shetiknu chazal. So then, your Shemei Kaina, you can be Yaitz with that bracha. But if my bracha is a dead bracha, if my bracha is a valueless bracha, if my bracha was not a bracha shetiknu chazal, so you're saying amen to a bad bracha, that's not going to get any place. So your Shemeya, a bracha, that's not shayach. It's not the bracha chazal misake. It's not going to help. That's why the Gemara goes on to say, we learned yesterday, what's the din legabe hamoitzi when it comes to matzah? Leil Seder. Chazal or what was the takanas chazal? Was the takanas chazal, teres had to have matzah. Chazal or misake and a birchaz on mitzvah, a sheikh shalom and a sheikh sivanu. That was it. And Chazal left us on our own. Now we come to Seder. We can't have matzah thing without thing on mitzvah. But it's a regular birchaz on it. So in mail, if somebody comes late to my Seder, right, he skips the whole maggot, comes to the Suda, nope, it's going to count a lot of interesting rice, it's welcome. They'll have a matzah, a morad, a rabbanah, they'll do a lot of things. So, but I made my hamoitzi already. Can I make a hamoitzi for him? Apparently not. My hamoitzi is done. I can make a chilas matzah because I have arvus for his mitzchia that I can do. Or do we say, no, when Chazal may organize Leil Seder, or better yet, when Chazal were misaking the din of hamoitzi, they knew that it's going to be the gatekeeper to HaMitzvah Deiraisa. That's part of their deal. So Memela, when they made the HaMoitzi, they made it into a matir, which helps me perform my mitzvah. Memela is part of your mitzvah also. That's the suffering of the Gemara. Right? Kiddush. Kiddush, we paskin. Kevon sheyotza maitzi. We don't have to be a burpee goffin in the Kiddush. Same thing. When Chazal made a burpee goffin, did they say Bari Priya Gofen is a regular, they said it's just a birchas anenen with all the frills of being a bracha mufarete? Or did they say in this situation where there's a din of Zachrei Aleyayin, you're not going to be able to mekayim that mitzvah, and therefore this birchas anenen is obviously schlepped in to being part of the mitzvah? That's the subject the Gemara has on Chav Tes Amid Beis. All right? So where does that get us to in our sugya? So in our sugya, we've defined, we're not finished yet, we haven't figured out Sava yet, but we're at least pulling apart that the din of, that there are two separable halachas. When it comes to Shemeya Ka'aynem, no, when it comes to being moitzi another person, one is I can only be moitzi you if my bracha is a valid bracha kemoishe tignu chazal. And then there are mechanics of how you're going to be it. How are you going to be it to my bracha? I put on tefillin. I do it in your honor, in your name. It's garnish, right? Right? I learn Torah. For another, give another person zechus of learning. I don't think it's, I don't know how kashrut bracha works, but the pashtus doesn't do much. Right? If you're supporting me, it's willing. Then there's what to talk about, right? It's a chiddush legavei Talmud Torah. If you facilitated my learning, okay, maybe. Well, that's for sure. But I don't know if my learning is totally disconnected. I'm learning anyways. If I learn special because I want to give you zchus, maybe. But if I learn, I'm learning. And I said, you know what? I learned a lot today. Why don't I give this chus to some Jew who can't learn, but I'm learning anyways. I don't know if that's what that means. It's a shayach. I can't connect you with my mitzvahs. I put on tefillin this morning. I can't say no Rebbeinu Shalom until until Birchas Kriyat Shema, until the Yenim's mitzvah. From Birchas Kriyat Shema to Shmoneh Esrei, that's my mitzvah. From during Yetachna until Volatzia, no, it'll be, I don't know. I don't know if there's any Makori that would say I can start doing mitzvah for other people. What's a we're on our own when it comes to mitzvah. We mechazek each other, we help each other, we do a lot of things for each other. But the ma'aseh mitzvah is a mitzvah, is the oisah mitzvah. So now when it comes to making a bracha, how does my bracha become your bracha? So we have a chiddush shemeikaina. That's a mechudishtik idea. And you know, I need psukim, I need rayas for that. We have a din, l'gav eishvu, kol oine omein achir v'chais v'chaver kilomroi. Okay? So now that's how we are the lashon of the achrayna is how mitzarif. How mitzarif you to my mitzvah, my bracha. So we have different kinds of tzirufim. So we know there's one din that my bracha has to be a valid, a bracha kimboishe tiknu chazal. There's another din I have to mitzarif you. Good. So as we still have the Rashbos kasha, right? We may have a mahalach because the Ritva dropped a chiddush. What was the Ritva's extra line over there? Yeah. The Ritva, no, the Ritva. The Ritva says, V'kulam kiguf echad. So that could be, we could say that's the Ritva waxing a little bit poetic, and that's how Arvus works, and that's all part of the chiyuv. Could be. And as we say, mevlad by Akasha, we are still holding the Akasha of the Rashba. Ephraim, who's the Akasha?
No, I
agree with my answer earlier. Okay. So you'll have Akasha in 10 minutes? Go ahead, Abram.
I guess like now we're kind of like forming Mahalach and Alpha Bishyats and Motzi and like how that.
Good, okay, so let's explain. You said very, very well. The first, hold on, the first Nakuda is we have a din, afal pisha, yotza moitzi. Birchas hanenin, we say, yotza eina moitzi. Birchas hanenin, im lo yotza, if I haven't made my bari priya eitz yet, and you're sitting with an apple, I have an apple, no, what's the problem? I have to make a bracha, it's going to be a valid bracha. And there's a Shemei Koina, and there's Koleina Amen. So we're home. We accomplished everything. But if I already made my Bari Pri Eitz, so that's if Yotze Eina Moitze means I have nothing to the. I could say Bari Pri Eitz, but you're going to say an Amen to a Brachal Batola. That's not even. That just gives you more problems, not less problems. Next, go ahead.
So the question that I have now is before we even get to Hasaba and how that plays in here. What's the relationship between Shemei Kona and Ona Amen? Like those are completely different concepts too. Do I need to just hear your bracha and then it's cute when I said it, or do I need to actually be?
L'chari, what you're saying is correct. L'chari, what you're saying is correct. There is that is a discussion in the Svarim. Is our Amen and Shemei Kona two separable ideas? All right. L'chari kol Shemei Kona l'chari does not require the Amen. So there are different mahalach in this form. One mahalach is that kola oina omen acher brachosav shechaver ki ilu omra. I'm bumping up. I'm getting an upgrade. Shemei koina means it's as if it's I'm yoytzei mechiyav bracha, but it's not ki ilu omra. When I actually said omen, I'm saying this is an embestic of art. That's more. So that's a could be an upgrade, or. Or it could be what some of you were saying before by the Shul in Alexandria, that I make a bracha, you can't hear my bracha. So you don't have a Shemei Koine. But if we all know, the second wave is Berachas HaTorah. Third wave is Asher Bachar Bano. Right? First wave is the Vaharibna. So then when you say Amen, it's Kilu Oine. You don't have to make the bracha. You know what I'm saying. So there could be that they're separable, but tzarachian. Exactly. I don't have to bring in more rayas for that. But the point is, what you're masking about is that Amen and Shemei Koine are the mechanics by which the by which somebody else is fulfilling their mitzvah with my bracha. Right? Or we can even say a little bit deeper. When it comes to Shabbos Zoch, Parshas Zoch, there's no Amen. There's only a Shemei Koine. Right? So there's no din of Ki'ilu Moitzi Mipiv. When it comes to a Shvuah, so there, the halacha is that the Shvuah is only binding if it's Ki'ilu Yetzi Mipiv. So it's theoretical. I haven't looked into it enough. That both Kololim are work and are coming from different parishes. And it so happens that they come together. I have to look into it more. But the Nakuda is that what we said so far is that when we learn from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, then there are at least two requirements for this, for the transferring of the fulfillment of a bracha. One of the brachas to be a valid bracha, and the other is it has to be mechanics by which it travels, right? I think the Chazanish saw that Shemit. Yeah, the discussion amongst the more recent Svarim is whether Shemeya Ka'ina is a chiddush, or whether Shemeya Ka'ina is a din of shlichus. If it's a din of shlichus, then we understand very well why the Meshalech has a mechuyev. Because the Meshalech is not mechuyev, he can't appoint a shlich in any way.
So then you have to say that it's better to do it yourself than hear from
reading. Mitzvah bo yaser mi mishluchai. Correct.
Is there better to do something yourself than do a
Shemei Koine? So that's a discussion whether is it better or do we say that the Hidur is Berevim Hadras Melech. Yeah. Again, it very rarely comes Lamaisa because any bracha which requires a certain skill or and so many can do it. Yeah.
So before, wouldn't we be able to answer the Rashba's question by saying it's the same thing? By saying that, okay, Shemei Koine works, but it's only going to work if you have the requirements to allow the bracha to be valid for someone else. So therefore, for Birkas HaNenin, okay, Shemei Koine works, but it only works if we have Hasaba. And that's all of Hasaba here.
Okay, so where do you get stuck now? It's a good hour, but where do you get stuck?
I guess by other foods where you don't need a sabah for Shemei Koine.
That's one place? Where else you get stuck?
Well, you want to say that for passion, for yayin.
Whoa, no. In other words, as Menachem says, so we're good. We have Shemeya Ka'oina and Kolo'oina Menachem Rechaisov. Okay. And the Hasaba is going to be what makes the bracha into a valid bracha. So where do we get stuck? That it still only works if... Right. So now you're going to tell me that the Hasaba, that when it comes to Birchas Hanen, we need two different ways of making Kubi. If I have to be Bagdad better, but in a Chanan, that would be the Mahalach.
Why is that getting stuck? I don't understand why that's stuck.
Because when it comes to Birchas Hanen, we've already said that the Birchas Hanen only works if I'm a Chudish of the Bracha anyways.
Yeah.
So what's Hasaba adding to that?
No, it allows me to be Yotze. Be Motzi someone else now.
Are you able to be Motzi?
What happened to Shemei Koine then?
We're saying Shemei Koine only works if you have a valid bracha.
So I'm chayav, it's only going to work if I'm chayav to make the bracha. So I have a valid bracha. And if I already made my Motzi, then Hasaba's not going to work.
But what allows me to be Motzi someone else, even if I didn't make the bracha yet?
What's wrong with I'm making my bracha because I have to make a bracha, and you were yaitzit with Shemei Koine, and you're saying Amen. What's wrong with that? What are you missing?
You're saying the din of arvus is only applying when it's achavisha shemotzi yata. Let's say no one fulfilled their mitzvah yet, you could just have Shemei Koine without the din of
arvus. That's what the Gemara is saying. L'chayra, that's the Gemara.
So then I'm stuck.
Berachas Hanenim. If I want to make
Kol Avrocha is Kula. Apple Pisha Yotza Moitzi. Chutz. Now, what is your Birchas HaShevach? What's the name of Birchas HaShevach?
That's a din of vodin now. You can't be mosi anyway.
And it's your kola brach is kula.
That's what that really.
It's kola, so
right.
Yeah. Do what we say? Yeah. Yeah, I agree. L'char birchas hashavach, but the behodim kush leduchta. Now I made my birchas hashavach. I already saw the rainbow. I already saw the ilanos, right? I already saw the mokim she'osa lines. So how can I be moitz to you with that bracha? Where is the din of Arvus in there?
I mean, brachas at Elon would be different than like bracha on the rainbow.
No, why different?
It's more of a, I don't know.
Brachas Alvana, choose your brachas Hashavach. Asher Yotzar, brachas Hashavach. I said Asher Yotzar, and then you come out, you don't say Asher Yotzar. Can I make Asher Yotzar for you? So based on the Gemara, the answer is yes. Where is the equivalent of the arvus?
What
was that? Correct. The Rishonim that says that. No, so that makes the kasha a stronger kasha. No, Yosef, you can say. That's a very good horror. That bothers me a lot. And that's what Yosef is saying is that we pointed out that when Chazal were misaking brachas, so they were misaking the bracha as a mitzvah de rabbanon. The raya is that an oinein is part of saying brachas, right? L'charim, they were not misaking it purely as a matir. It's a little bit of a kasha. If it's a matir, why would an oinein be part? But we'll discuss. We didn't discuss that yet. It's a Rambam we have to discuss. So before we finish up, against Mavarcha. So Yosef is saying, you can ask the kash in a few ways. One kash you could ask the way you asked it. There's a mitzvah to be done. Other kash you could ask is the Chayorim's kasha. Why can't you give a shevach a bar pirates? Right. So it's an emes. It's an emes bar pirates. So that's what I tried to get around that kasha by saying this is not the chiyuv that Chazal or Misake. This is not the bracha Chazal or Misake. Chazal were not Misake in Bar Pirates versus Shabbat. They were only Misake on Hano. Right? So L'chor, that's the answer to your question also. It's true Chazal or Misake in the Eifin Abracha. But the bracha Shetiknu Chazal is a bracha that is as a result of the hana that I'm getting, right? And that might be why Rashi is careful to say that I'm not part of your chiyuv because you're not mechuyev to get this hana now. As you're saying, there's a mitzvah for you to do. So if there's a mitzvah for you to do, so I should be, my arva should extend to that mitzvah. So I'm not sure I have a good answer for that. You have a mitzvah to do right now. So what happened to being orev in your mitzvah to Rabbanon? So Rashi says, yeah, but who said you have to have the apple now? I don't find that so compelling. Okay, but you were mechayev yourself and having a mitzvah. So why can't I be an orev now? No, that's a... I find that the same thing you're going to say, l'gav yishe yotza. So you're mechayev just give shevach now. So you're going to say, I'm an orev in your mitzvah to give shevach, birchas alvona. I'm an orev in your mitzvah. So Yosef is saying, no. So once you decided to eat, you have a chiv to make a bracha. So what happened to my arvus? I think it's a good kasha. I'm not sure if we're going to answer. No, okay. So we have to go a little bit deeper. So we have to see if this Ritva breaks itself out. Where do we go from here? Beis Yosef, quotes the Rekeach and the Yerushalmi. Being Mesader Brachas at Birchas HaGofen. So we'll try to do the Beis Yosef. And the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah. Rambam in the Marmakar Mishkesa Mishnah. Then there's a Ra'ah in our Sugya. Okay, so the Ra'ah, you have it in the Koyvitz. No, I think tonight's Kasha much stronger. Last night,